On last week's episode...
I am casting Commune, so I have three questions for you, and you can answer yes or no.
Tell him we know his real name.
Yeah, tell him his real name.
Will you two chuckle-fuck shut the fuck up for once? God, they're on the phone!
You'll freak him out if you tell him his real name.
Why would they want that? Shut up!
So he'll give us some respect.
Okay, just...
Not Rumpelstiltskin, God.
I got a question. Is the ghost ship a ship that was alive and died, or is it a normal ship that's full of ghosts?
That's like the movie Ghost Ship, where everybody died in a horrible accident on the ship, and they have to relive it over and over again.
No, he has a great point. We don't know that.
Or
it could be
like
the ghost of a ship.
The movie Ghost, where it's more of a romantic thing.
I bet the ship is really romantic.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for the ghost ship.
Sounds horny. Well, yeah, I agree that we should start there. I love Ghost Ship.
On what?
Craggle. Name three things that make you happy off the top of your head.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And food in general. Well, that's all one thing.
That's all one thing?
Yeah.
That's one personality trait.
I like playing games.
Yeah.
And I like yelling at people.
Great. Odd Thrill, name something other than Cat Lord that makes you happy.
Yikes.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. This religion thing's a little too much for everyone else.
So you all get into Kipo's carriage and head off towards Tollhammer, which is about a good day or two ride. Kangor, did you want to join in and trying some of those baked goods that Topcard and Kraggle were able to procure?
I mean, yeah, I'm eating as I go, and I'm just kind of enjoying the ride.
How about you, Thrill?
I'm just hanging out. Just.
Okay, yeah. give me... Con saves, both of you.
Con save? For what?
15.
For eating the food. We did a con save.
Yeah. Oh. I did have you do one.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. I might not have been here for the eating the food part.
You definitely were. You just weren't fucking listening to us, you rude bitch.
Wow.
That's true. No, I mean the eating the food part here. Me eating the food.
That just happened.
Sure. Great. Cool. Great. Seven.
Rip. Okay. So, Odd Thrill, this is some of the most delicious pie and baklava you've ever had before.
Ooh.
Kangor, this food tastes generically bland and is not that great to eat.
Okay.
It's very dry. It doesn't taste that good.
Nah, it's fine.
It's just okay, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. I had better.
Where?
Other places.
Okay.
Kipo will say, hey, we're close to Tollhammer. You want in or you want to walk rest of way?
When you say in, do you mean like in the port or like to an inn, a tavern?
Yeah. Two city all together. Sometimes groups don't want to go in by carriage. They want to walk in.
Why?
Part of their cover story?
Oh.
Kipo thought asked.
You know, we don't need a cover story. We're just killing a ghost ship.
Actually, we should think about this. Because if they think that we're rich, they're going to upcharge us on getting a boat, right?
Oh.
Yeah, Kipo, good thinking, actually. Thank you so much. We will hop out here.
Okay. Kipo will stop the carriage, and you're about like a mile away from Tollhammer.
That's fine.
And say, if need be, just call Ozaru me come in couple days.
All right.
Cool. Bye.
And he'll hitch off and ride off into the, well, not into the sunset, Sunset's behind him, so away from Sunset.
Just into the fucking darkness.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, go ship. Let's go.
All right, yeah. You'll walk in, and you can notice that Tullhammer is a town on a temperate seashore. Vegetation is very lush. And with as many stories as you've heard about the Infernal Bay, you can see that it's actually very calm. There's not that many rapids that are around. The water seems very calm, almost serene, as the just kind of lightly laps against the docks for as close as you are to it. And you can see several shops. There's a town square, the market, blacksmith called the Fame Shop, another smithery called the Golden Friend.
Who's around to ask questions? Because surely the people know about the ghost ship.
Well, there's several people around. A couple of half-elves, halflings, a gnome, tiefling.
Give me that.
You just want to grab someone randomly? Or
The gnome.
Okay.
My people.
You'll grab a young adult gnome. Yes, I will grab him. he's about as tall as a halfling, though, and pretty skinny. He's got aqua eyes and a well-groomed mustache with tan skin.
Ooh.
Although he has no chin. And he'll go... Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hi. We're new in town. I'm Craggle.
Nice to meet you, Craggle. I'm Aruan.
Nice.
Yeah, Aruan Ironhide.
Ironhide. Have we met another Ironhide?
That's a common name.
Oh, okay.
Dwarf name, though, is it?
We're going into the port, into the bay, and we're gonna find a ghost ship. Do you know anything about the ghost ship, or know who
ghost
would
ship.
Know more?
The color from his face will drop and go, "You're seeking the ghost ship?"
Yeah, that's what I just said. We're seeking the ghost ship.
Ghost ship.
Yeah.
You don't have to come with us. I don't know why you're being scared about it.
Yeah. No, I just I've never had anybody come here that doesn't know of the story of the ghost ship. Do you have your will and all of that in order?
That's such a personal question.
It's a suggestion.
Well, we have a cleric. Okay, don't worry about it.
Whatever. Yeah, we know about it's probably dangerous. It's a damn ghost ship.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to die. Like, I even died and I didn't even die. So
That's true. He did die and then not die.
Well, what would you like to know about the ghost ship?
Is it a ghost? Is it a ship that was alive and then died, or is it a ship that is full of ghosts?
It's a big question.
I would have to say the second one.
Okay.
Do you know of a ship that's ever been alive?
No, but who knows?
Mimics.
Probably one out there. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Possessed ship. A ship that's possessed that could be alive.
Listen, we know it could exist. Anyways, we got that out of the way. It's a normal ship full of ghosts.
Is there someone that's likely to rent a boat to us to get us not next to the ship, but you know, close enough to it?
There could be. I mean, most tend to think of it as a legend instead of an actual thing, but every time that we've ever heard of anybody going out to find the ship, nobody has ever seen them come back.
Classic.
Meegtu might take you up on their ship, or Quiss.
Meegtu?
Meegtu, yeah. They spell it M-E-E-G-T-W-O.
The number two.
Bunch of random letters you put together there.
I mean, there might be a Meeg one. You don't know.
Meeg one went out looking for the ghost ship.
Maybe. Yeah, is there anything else that you need from this guy, Crackle?
Oh, it's a legend and nobody knows where it is. Is it like the kind of thing that we got to get attacked by it to find it?
Honestly, I don't know anything about how to find it, to be honest.
Okay. We'll go talk to Meeg too, or Zoopy, or whatever you just said. It's Kreese.
Well, there's Meeg 2 or there's Quiss.
Quiss, I was close enough.
Now you're just saying words, DM. For God's sake.
Yeah, spell that name.
Please don't. I don't want to know.
Quiss.
It's Quiz.
Zip Pit.
It's Chris, but with a W in there.
It's Quiz.
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 Quiz. Quiz.
Erwan, we good. Thank you so much for relaying some information to us.
Sure thing, handsome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Was that a...
Stop looking at me like that.
Was that him hitting me?
I mean, call me handsome. I don't know. That's pretty on the nose.
It's on the nose for someone to call you handsome?
Well, in terms of hitting on somebody.
Ah.
We had a very transactional conversation.
Well, you just maybe you didn't get to know each other well enough.
Who said that?
Well, I just met him, so.
Hello?
Whatever.
All right.
Let's go talk to Meek too.
Go to the ghost ship. Ghost ship.
We have to go talk to Meek too.
We have to find Quiss and Meek too.
Okay. Weird ass town.
Ass town.
So I guess we'll go to the fucking docks.
Yep. All right. We'll head down to the docks. You'll see several ships. And in fact, you can see two people fighting out there on the docks. One looks like to be a goblin. The other one is a dragonborn, and they're just punching each other.
Do we recognize either of them?
Sure. You could recognize the dragonborn as Meek 2.
How would we recognize him then? We don't know him yet.
No, that looks like Meek 2.
I think he has a name tag on his shirt.
Well, yes. Yes. Oddthrill can notice that on the ground there is a tri-corner hat that says Property of Meek 2 that matches the captain's
shape.
Coat that the dragonborn is wearing.
His underwear have...
What really happens is that he scratches his ass and I get a peek of that booty.
They're giving him a
booty,
a
that's a good pirate thing.
Yeah. I was making a joke.
All right, I'll pull the goblin off, I guess.
Okay. You'll separate the two, and Meek 2 will be like, thank you, grabbing his hat, putting it on, and just going, if I ever see you coming around my boat again, Zip Pit, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking punch you all the way into the next city.
We just came from the next city. It's pretty close.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Gangor, and friends.
I'm Craggle. We're the absolute maniacs.
I'm so Oddthrill, we're the maniacs.
Yeah, I'm Top Card. We're the absolute maniacs.
Why is everyone such in a bad mood?
Low energy immediately.
Anyway, you're Meek 2, right?
I am. I'm Meek 2.
All right.
I'm the captain of the Zeke Tag.
We heard that you are a very brave fellow.
And Quiss, also.
Go ship.
Kangor just stand. Go ship.
One of these days, I am going to fucking send Kangor flying into the air, and he'll never come back. He's just gonna fucking fly away.
Like Team Rocket.
One of these days, bang pow, right into Kiss.
So you all are planning on taking on the ghost ship,
huh? I was going to lead into that a little bit better, but my friend's an idiot. So, yeah, that is what we're doing.
I want to see the ghost ship.
He does want to see the ghost ship. And we're not asking for you to take us, you know, directly to it. Just, you know, within sight of it.
Well, I'd love to be able to find it myself. My brother went searching for it 2 years ago and has never returned.
Was his name Miguan?
What gave it away?
I fucking told you. Well, we are also headed that way, and we have a 100% return rate so far.
Well, your energy to me seems like you're very downtrodden.
That was just.
Tell me this: how brave?
No. That was only because we just introduced ourselves to somebody else, so that was why.
Very brave.
We're super brave. Look, we walked right up to you, didn't we?
We're trying to find the fucking ghost ship, aren't we?
Mm.
We're, like, level 11, right?
Out of 20. It's a very weird grading scale.
It might seem low, but it's actually really high.
So you've got a little bit, we're you're a little bit more average, than half yeah. then.
But above average of like the best. So.
Well, if you were to come with me, I need you to be my crew. And if you're my crew, we need ones that are not of cowardice.
We are not of cowardice. We have also been on a ship before.
Yeah, we've done
sailing experience.
Yeah, I've sailed.
Kangor was the man on the boat.
Mm-hmm. I was
I
a man.
I don't remember
on the boat
terms. I'm so sorry.
That's true. He was.
But
he
I'm
was
a cleric,
the man on the boat.
So I'm very helpful on a boat.
We actually were on a boat. The last time we were on a boat, we were fleeing the ruins of Ghost Wharf that we held off to save people from the Ghost Wharfness. Man, I'm off my game today.
It all got burned down, and we were on the boats that took him out.
Can we just go to the ghost ship?
Come on, just take us.
Listen, dude, if you're leading up to, hey, can we do a quest to prove that we're brave? The answer is fucking no. I will kill you and take your ship. So let's just wrap this up and move.
I was going to say if you were going to have a drink with me before, till we get to nightfall.
Hell that yeah. we can do.
Except Kangor, he doesn't.
Why does it have to be at nightfall?
I bet the ghosts only come out at night because it's colder.
He doesn't drink.
Ugh. And he has drank before, so I don't know why you're saying he doesn't drink.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Sometimes.
Well, step into my parlor and let's have a drink before we set off for the night, then.
Mm. Okay.
Is there crushed velvet?
Well, he'll bring you upon his boat where he'll take you into the back to the captain's quarters. You'll be in front of his massive table. Pop out a giant bottle of brandy, pour several glasses for you. He'll give a cup to each of you and say, a toast to your loved ones.
Okay.
And to yours.
Why that?
Why to your loved ones?
It seems weird.
Because hopefully you'll be able to return back to them.
Okay.
Of course, it doesn't make sense to Kangor. His loved ones are evil.
Yeah. That's my loved ones want to kill me.
Yeah.
Are those your loved ones then?
Your hated ones.
I guess. All right, I'll drink.
Me too. What's your beef with Quiz?
I caught that little son of a bitch trying to steal my wares again.
Which wares?
What are your wares?
Well, typically I ship between Rax and several other cities. Non-legal means of stuff.
Oh, sweet. We picked the cool one.
But you're a...
smuggler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A privateer.
I was going to say bad guy, but... yeah, that too.
No, not a bad guy.
Listen, I already introduced this man as an idiot, so you don't need to engage with that.
Well, that's illegal.
No, it's...
well, yeah.
It's not,
but...
it is sometimes, but... not all the
Wait,
time.
Is it illegal?
Is it?
Not illegal?
Is See, if you don't know Kangor, maybe you should shut your mouth about it, huh?
Aye.
He said unillegal things. Unlegal things.
Did he?
Wait, what?
Okay, we can't gaslight Kangor.
Watch me.
What are you smuggling? What are you smuggling? What do you smuggle, Mr. Two?
Mr. Two.
Whatever somebody pays me.
Wait, you smuggle what people pay you? That doesn't make any sense.
So, bad things?
What do you mean? He's a fucking runner. If people pay him to run guns, he runs guns. If people pay him to run drugs, he runs drugs.
Oh,
what
I see what you're saying. I thought it meant, like, he smuggles the money. That didn't make sense.
Like, maybe some people in Rax would prefer a type of liqueur that's not legal there because it's mind-bending and it's like in a golden brick smashed through your skull.
We had some of that in Rax, I think.
Okay, so like alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe taking some weapons to some underground rings so they can fight off their oppressors.
That sounds good.
You know, to each their own.
What do you know about the ghost ship?
Well... the ghost ship is called the Vermilion Wake. It is an old slaver ship of the Crimson Warband. One of the flagships, they said, was sunk by New Hollow mages a long time ago, killed about 2,000 people on board, most of them slaves, was said to be carrying more gold than racks could carry in their vaults.
Holy moly.
Fuck. Oh, gold. Why are they ghosts now?
Oh, it's probably because of the hatred of the captain.
Why would that make you a ghost?
Why would anything ever make you a ghost? I couldn't tell you. I'm not a religious man.
Nice. High five.
That's a good point. Fair. Undeath High is five. Weird.
Gods don't exist.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Did you say the gods don't exist?
Gods don't exist.
No, we got to talk. Okay.
No,
you know
what? This kiss me. It was meant to be.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't need a... Hey, at dinner table, we don't talk about religion, okay?
That has never stopped you before.
Well, this is my table.
Well, don't talk about not... They're not being religion because that's it doesn't end well.
yeah. Yeah. No, we're
so you're that. Saying
no,
that,
no,
that
no,
gods
no,
no. have blessed.
No, 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 no. We're done.
No,
we're
no,
not
no. I would like to bring this up. You, sir, are a patron of a god. Is that what I'm hearing?
Othril is a cleric who has healed all of us through the power of a cat god who is possibly the
shut up, shut up, shut up,
of...
shut up, shut up, shut.
I have another god.
Yeesh.
Who I won't name.
But you don't believe in a god, though.
I do.
Who's your god?
Eldath. I've seen her many times. She's blessed me, and she brought me back to life without even a spell. It's fucking crazy.
Mm. So how many women, children out there have died from the forces of evil?
Probably a lot, yeah.
How many men have died trying to protect themselves from all these kinds of monsters out there?
I don't think they
And the gods you. Don't do anything ever to stop them. And your god just allows that kind of stuff to happen?
Well, they didn't pray.
You're going
to
tell me that your god is that good of a deity that they wouldn't save after those?
I mean...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Your god doesn't care about anybody except those who pray to them, and even then still lets them get slaughtered.
All of this is saying that there are gods that exist.
I don't believe in them.
You're admitting that gods exist.
No.
Why not?
I believe that it's all a mental state in your brain.
Dude, gods are just people that, like, help people, and if they don't like you, they're not going to help you. So, like, get over it.
The cool one I heard about was the dog queen.
Yeah, you should check, Craig, really, you should check that one out, because that sounds pretty cool.
I mean, I just think it sounds tight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start praying to nobody, but...
What? Come on. Dog Queen sounds cool.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean... Yeah, we don't need to get... Craggle doesn't need to be involved in a god, like, with a god. It's fine. I mean, I don't pray...
Atheism for the win, bro.
High five!
I mean, I don't pray to a god either, Kangor.
Well, what? The old one's not a god?
Well...
It's just an old one.
He's beyond the universe, so I don't know that God is really the word for it. But also, I don't pray to him, because we don't talk...
Maybe God isn't the right word for all these other folks you got wandering around.
What word would you use, Craggles?
Strong ones.
Master.
Strong wow. folk. I don't know.
Master is a bad one. Don't like
Master
that.
Master is a bad one. We also, I mean...
Don't we all
you
serve something?
Like, you can't deny that there are other... planar beings that help or fuck up shit here.
Atril,
there
you
are
can
gods
smite
of bad things.
You can smite them. Smite them with god powers.
I believe what I can see, not believe what you see.
Yeah, show them a god power. Do it.
I hit... I
we don't need to show off for this guy. It doesn't matter what you show him.
No, do it.
No, it's ridiculous.
I give you pupils. Thaumaturgy. I give you pupils.
Oh, all right.
Mm, see?
Cool, you've proven magic exists in the world.
Yeah, that's see, this is exactly what I'm fucking
Smite
saying.
Smite him with god powers.
God, I just want to get on the fucking boat and find the ghost ship. I told you I didn't want to fucking talk about this. This sucks.
We can't smite him because he's going to drive the boat out to the ghost ship.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, who's going to drive the boat? If
Othril, afterwards, come back and smite.
We're not going to smite him.
He's uh-huh. not kill okay. him. Don't kill him.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Kingo, remember when we said don't have religion as a personality trait?
Or don't.
Oh.
Wow,
don't
literally last night. literally last night.
I'm the one who said we shouldn't talk about this.
Failed step one.
He brought it up. I was going to talk into
it. He did bring it up.
He teased it out.
In any case.
Not my fault.
There's one thing that we're missing in order to be able to get the ghost ship to show up. I've been trying for years, and I have yet to been able to have it happen. But the one thing I hear that can always make it show up is we need somebody with a death wish.
Shit.
A literal death wish?
Do any of us have a death wish?
Like an idiot.
Nope. Somebody that literally wants to die.
I mean, we're all going to die eventually, right?
No, but you have to want to.
I feel like I'm fine with dying. Is that the same thing?
You already did it once.
I know. It was pretty not bad.
Why don't we sail and see if it deems any of us as having a death wish great enough to show up?
Okay, sure. So he'll go ahead and he'll prep the boat, start taking off as the sun is finally dropping below the horizon line, and it's becoming dark. And he'll head out into the Infernal Bay. Now, what can I have you roll for death wish?
I don't think that's a stat.
I was going to say, we make him have a death wish?
We just annoy him so much he wants to kill himself.
By smiting him. By proving he's wrong about the gods and then making him go through an existential crisis where he wants to die.
Leave him alone.
It was just a thought.
I could jump in the water and die.
I mean, no, Kangor has absolutely no problem with dying right now. Which I feel like is pretty a pretty wish. Solid.
Yeah, as death.
I mean, Eldath will most likely bring back.
I don't know. You know who's going to bring you back? It's me, you dumbass.
Or you.
Fuck Eldath. It's me right here.
Oh, if you can bring someone back to life, I can just die. The ghost ship will appear, and then you bring me back.
You're telling me that's not a death wish?
Yeah, that's a death wish.
But he's like, kill me right now.
Yeah, I'll go up to the mast and be like, I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do a ghost ship. I wish it. I wish for death.
All right, do it.
Who's saying that?
Yeah, what, is that me too? Just like, yeah, do it. This is badass.
The DM responds with, do a flip.
Do a flip. The ghost ship, like, do it. Fucking do it.
Do it.
I am waiting. I am, like, on the
edge. Tell me if you're doing it or not.
See if a ghost ship arrives.
Nope. Because I know you don't mean it. Nope.
Okay, someone push me.
That doesn't count as a death wish either. That's being murdered.
Okay, I'll jump. I swan dive into the ocean.
All right.
Death!
Well, wait, I don't... No, you don't want to... If you dive, you're not going to die.
I'm drowning myself.
That's...
You can't... That's you physically can't drown
you can
yourself.
Do. What do you mean?
Get out of there, stupid.
I try to drown myself.
He's just
roll
out there.
Roll to try to drown yourself.
Just out there flailing around.
You jump off into the water. You take... 8 points of damage as you belly flop on the water, and you try to drown yourself.
Yes.
How do you plan on trying to drown
yourself?
Hold
my breath.
That's the opposite of drowning yourself.
Well, until he can't anymore. That's how people drown.
Yeah. And my axe is real heavy. It probably sinks me down. So I'll just sink down. I'll just let it sink me down.
How are we going to get Kangor out of the fucking water?
Yeah, we should.
I cast control water.
Great. Okay. Are we just going to let Kangor do this, huh?
I don't have any way to stop him now.
I'm going to blow all of my spells right now trying to get Kangor back. Kangor, this is your... Kangor, this is the only death you get. I only have enough diamond to bring you back once.
What did you say for?
You don't need a diamond to bring him back.
I don't want to do it more than once.
Yeah, I'm a zealot. Possible bear. All
right, so after about 10 minutes...
Oh, my God.
Kangor... You are dropped down to one hit point, and you're about to die. Do you want to let him continue just to die, or...
Do we see the fucking ship?
Is there a ghost ship showing up, or what?
Give me a perception roll, either top card or... No, only top card or Craggle, since you're busy trying to
work with Kangaroo. I have a zillion. 22.
Also, I have a special feather in my hair that lets me concentrate on two things at once.
That's true.
I've cast a concentration spell, which is control water, in which I'm controlling.
22. I see the damn ship.
But also...
You notice that as Kangor has progressively started to die more and more, his, you know, green skin starting to turn much more of like a pallid gray.
We should have done this on Craggle. He has so much less hit points.
Yep.
Yeah.
A fog has begun to come out of nowhere, and you see a massive red, yellow, and slimy black ship come out from the fog and come upon your ship, barreling headfirst towards it.
It's badass.
This ship is what one could say is about roughly the size of, like half the size of the Titanic.
Jesus. That's huge.
Big. Okay, get Kangor out of there.
Okay, I control water and I splash him on the deck.
So are we like, we gotta jump over there? Like, what do we gotta do?
You better hurry up because it's coming directly towards the ship.
I mean, that's fine. Good. Come to us.
Am I on the ship?
You're on the ship, yes.
Take a healing potion.
Just hit him with those shots.
Meeg, too, is starting to... he's on the wheel, and he's trying to spin. He's like, it's going to hit us! It's going to hit us!
Well, rip
no,
to your ship, I guess.
No, it's a ghost ship. It'll go through us.
No, the boat... We already went over this. The ship isn't a ghost.
What is a ghost ship?
That's... You weren't listening when they answered the question we had.
I was focused on dying.
Yeah, apparently.
Meek 2 tries his best to try to get out of the way, but it's not enough. Everyone give me a deck save.
Oh!
19.
15.
13.
I got 14.
All right, so Kangaroo is the only one that's able to make it. Everybody else... You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage as the ship slams right through the ship, cutting it in half as shrapnel goes everywhere. Meek 2 gets bucked back, slams into the back of the ship, and then slams back forward, impaled on the actual wheel.
Dang.
As the ship begins to sink down below.
Oh. Fuck.
Gonna have to call up Meeg 3.
No, I pull him off and I cast Spare the Dying.
Okay.
This could get him to believe.
You're able to pull him off and you cast Spare the Dying, which stabilizes him, but he's practically on death's door now. And like I said before, the ship is now sinking into the water.
Okay.
What are you all gonna do?
I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on him. So he gets back 12 hit points.
All right.
Okay,
I'm gonna jump onto the other ship.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hop up on the railing and jump to the other ship.
Kangor, either we have to get him on a boat or we have to get him on this boat.
Yeah, I'm helping. I'm grabbing him and I'm jumping to the other
ship. Yeah, we're taking him with us.
Okay. So yeah, you're gonna have to climb your way up to do that. So athletic checks for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. I will rage.
And I think both... The cat twins, I think we said you get advantage because your claws.
Okay.
Or is it just automatic because of it?
What?
For climbing?
I can't remember. Yeah.
It's automatic.
Climb is automatic, yeah.
Okay.
I rolled a 16, though, if you wanted that.
18 for me.
Dirty 20.
27.
By the way, I would like to point out that on our carriage ride, I did take a short rest and used my hit dice so that I'm not injured from Kangor fucking hitting me with a sword earlier today.
Right, well, it was a day and a half ride, so...
Oh, great. Thank fucking God.
Yeah,
okay.
I said it was a day and a half ride.
All right. okay, because so I was like,
everyone had the effects of a long rest.
Yeah, okay, great. Because I looked down at my sheet and I was like, oh, fuck me. Fucking 38 hit points.
We took 9 damage from the boat.
10
damage.
Nah, it doesn't mean shit to me.
Oh fuck.
Jesus. Right. No, I gave you a fucking greater healing potion, which is what healing. DM?
Oh.
44 plus 4? 40.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Are we all make it to the other side?
Yep, you all are able to make it to the bow of the ship.
Shit. His fucking ship, man. Hey, wake up. Wake up, Meeg. Wake the fuck up, Meeg.
Oh. What happened? Where are we? Why does my chest hurt?
Right. You're going to have a little soreness there and probably a scar. But we're on the other boat.
What other boat?
Ghost ship. Here it is.
Holy fuck.
Mm. You best be believing in gods now. Nah. Me too. Because you're in a story with gods.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.